of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Got Sue in there. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, great. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Trish, good morning.
Good morning. It's a balmy 65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 94 and a low this evening of 66. On Friday, it's going to get back up to the triple digits again, a high of 100 and a low of 67. Saturday, a high of 104, low of 69. And on Sunday, a high of 108 and a low of 71. Monday, same old stuff, 106 and a low of 66. So, you know, it's just going to hang around a while. It's still summer in Northern California. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, well. Hey, thanks for taking yesterday for
us. Oh, we had a good time, and I'm sure. Glad you had a happy birthday.
Well, you know, we went out down to, for the first time in a couple years, maybe longer, went down to this little golf course across from Caldwell Park. It's a nine-hole course, and found out that they had a blockage in their water pipe coming in off the river, you know, and so they couldn't water anything for almost a week. And so the course was a little rough in spots, but the course, you know, looked pretty good. But it's a par three course that you play on, and the people there are cool, and we had a great time. We don't keep score unless I have a really, you know, if I have a good shot. I had one hole I actually made par on, so I kept scoring on that one. But the funny thing was, we're sitting there waiting, getting ready to go, and we're watching this lady in front of us. Great posture, you know, stature. And she comes over and starts talking to us. She's 82, and she plays golf all the time, and she walks. And, you know, she had four kids in 5.5 years. And I mean, she's just, you know, chit-chatting to us.
Yeah.
And really nice. And then the other lady comes home. She says, "Are you Carl and Linda?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, you know, unless you got a gun." "Yes, ma'am." And so she turns to her friend. She goes, "They're Republicans." I swear to God, this lady who was really nice to us, she looks at us, really, and turns around and walks off.
No.
And I'm like, you know, I didn't really notice, but Linda, she says, "Do you think she's upset because we're Republicans?" I said, "Well, you know, we're Republicans sometimes. We're Libertarians other times, you know. I don't know." I said, "I don't think so, but it was funny." She says, and the lady did say before she left, she says, "We never discuss politics because here they are, obviously friends, out there playing golf."
Oh, and so she's rubbing. Oh, I get it now. So the one lady saying, "Hey, nanny, nanny, that they're Republicans, yeah. You're not." I got it.
Think it was like that.
I like to create stuff and, you know, make a picture, a mental picture.
Anyway, had a good time. Tonight on Linda's show, we're going to interview Dr. George Dahm. And Dr. Dahm is the one that said that you can prevent yourself getting COVID by using this mixture of Benadryl and just regular
nasal spray.
Saline nasal spray. Yeah. They use it in his offices, and EMT people have started, you know, been using this. Well, try and find Benadryl now.
No, you can't.
You can't.
I tried yesterday, and so I thought, okay, so I'm going to have to go
online. We were going to try and get him on this morning, but he's on the phone this morning with the mayor of LA, I believe. So, you know, so he'll be on tonight, though, and we're going to talk about it, and then we'll replay it tomorrow morning, probably around the 7:15 mark. It's only going to be like 15, 20 minutes. We'll probably play it right after the Hayden Humane, so people can hear from the doctor himself how you make it, how it works, and everything.
I know. It was on there, and I copied it down and put it in my notes in my phone because he was very explicit. But I went looking yesterday for this povidone iodine, which is benadine, as you said, and it is nowhere around.
It was gone that day.
Yeah.
After that, that came out, one of our friends went out looking for it, and she said, it's already gone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, unless doctor's offices or somebody have been buying it.
Well, the interesting part, because at some point during this whole thing, they said, don't take Tylenol with this COVID thing. You need to be taking Excedrin. And before they got it out of their lips, you went to any store in town and you couldn't buy Excedrin. It was like gone. I ended up getting some over at a drugstore.
Why can't you take Tylenol?
I don't know. There was something they said because some of them have different ingredients. And I know my doctor has said if you have if you have high blood pressure or you have this or some other things, there's certain ones you don't want to take.
Oh.
And so, I mean, for different reasons.
Oh, okay.
And this particular thing, I remember at one time during this, if you should take Excedrin. And so I went out and I ended up at the drugstore over in Cottonwood,
mm-hmm.
And for something else. And they gave me a duplicate of Excedrin. It's not brand name Excedrin, yeah. But it has the same ingredients. So I've been taking, but I laughed about that because, I mean, man, it was off the shelf in a heartbeat. Back on now.
Was that about COVID?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, it was.
Well, this thing about you, this whole COVID thing is, I want to. They just shut down all high school and youth sports in California indefinitely. Now, let's think about this. Let's just think about this. And people, the coaches see what this does to their students. Because, coaches are teachers, too. They see what this does to their students. This is what these kids have. This is a way of them expressing themselves. It's like you would cancel art classes for people.
Mm-hmm.
For artists is to cancel all sports, long range running, even the cross country team. I mean, you talk about a group of people that can practice distancing. Come on.
Absolutely.
But see, it there is no rhyme and reason in what they're doing. It's
to
like
any
shutting
of it.
Down the restaurants. And I will not let go of this. I will not let go of this. Because here's the thing. I went in yesterday to a place to pick up something, and I figured it was just takeout. And I look in there, and there's people eating in there.
And good for them.
And they're spaced. And I'm thinking to myself, now there's another place, Country Kitchen, that has not only the county health role in there, but also the ABC board right after them, saying, you're going to lose your license. You need to shut down. Well, Country Kitchen had stayed open after Gavin had said shut down. Well, this was the final thing, so she shut down. Now, you go up to View 202, and they've got outdoor dining. Go in there on a Friday.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Here's the issue is, as you indicated, there is no rhyme nor reason to anything they've done. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Wear this kind of a mask, don't wear that kind of a mask. You need it, you don't need it, and then they want you to do this, and they want you to do something else. And every day it's changing.
It's changing.
Every opinion is different. Then they want you to close down. Then they don't want you to close down. Social distancing is enough. No, it's not. And then they close and open. And these businesses, you can't
do it.
You can't do that and maintain. Now, number one, your employees. And so I would say at this point, I support anybody who's trying to maintain what their livelihood. And if they're open and they're not quite within the letter of the law or whatever the law is, which these are not laws, they're guidelines. We always need to remember that. They're not any of them in any position to make laws because only legislatures can make laws. Governors, they can't make laws. So, I really support it. The other thing I would say, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, is I would ask the people in this community to be a little kinder about their reviews, at this point. They go in and wrap some restaurant upside the head for bad service. The food was good, but the service was terrible. Well, kind of step back and chill. Because these people are a lot of them are using family members. You can't keep employees. Oh, you're working today. You're not working tomorrow. You're working this week. You can't work next week. And you can't keep employees on a payroll that way and stop and start your whole business. So they're using themselves. The business owners are using their family members. They're trying their best to keep their head above water and maintain and provide you with a service. So take a deep breath and chill a little bit if the service isn't absolutely up to five-star par. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, I can tell you about a place that has great service. It has absolutely the best haircuts in the world, and that's Cypress Square Barbershop. You go in, they've sanitized the chairs. You get your disposable drapes. They wear disposable aprons. Everything is sterilized. They wear a mask. You wear a mask. You're not going to get anything in sitting in the chair at Cypress Square Barbershop except an outstanding haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business, and they are man's last stronghold. They work on appointments, of course. You can give them a call at 244-9478. 7:16 in the morning here in our beautiful downtown Redding, California. We'll be right back. What I want, you got that mighty heart to handle.
To North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here, 605-456-7730. We're going to have the Shasta Library in here. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hitt at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004. 16 years in the same location of Caterpillar Road. If you're spending more time at home, now maybe it's time to make that your home in the way you wanted it. That's right. And, you know, have Mike come in. He works on appointments only. You can give him a call at 241-STONE or just go to estategranite.com. Have him come in and take a look. Give him your idea about what you want. And I bet that he's going to have some ideas that will truly change your kitchen, other places in your home. He did it to our home. He came in, worked for 5 days while we were gone, and we came back, and it was truly a work of art. I'm not kidding you. You know, he's really good. So, Mike Huber at EstateGranite.com. I'm here with Trish Clark, and it's 7:21 in the morning, 94 degrees up. It's supposed to go up to 94 today. What's it say?
It's 94.
Yeah, 94.
Balmy.
It's going to be 108 Sunday when I'm out on the range, naturally.
Of course.
Anyway, okay, let's talk about, we can talk about two things. We've already talked about the sports. My son, as you know, is U.S. Marshal.
Yeah.
And I talked to him yesterday. They called me, wished me happy birthday. I talked to him weekly anyway, so it was kind of like not a big thing. But he talked about Portland because he's down in Albuquerque, and he says we haven't had anything like they've had anywhere else. He said, but he said this thing about federal, you know, unnamed, faceless, unidentified federals.
Attacking peaceful protesters.
He says, this is how it works. He said, I've talked to the guys up there. They've got people inside the crowd, of course, in civilian clothes, looking and filming. And they have films or videos of people throwing Molotov cocktails, throwing explosives, taking these fireworks that you shoot out of the mortars, aiming them right into the building, attacking it, setting fires. And then when they're on their way back after they've left that, that's when the feds move in and they grab them. So they don't have to worry so much about, you know, they're not going
to
go right in the middle of the
and
crowd.
Start
and
to stop
then
them
now
action.
You really have it. So they just take them afterwards. They have the evidence. They've got it on video. They've got everything. Those are those peaceful protesters the feds are arresting.
You know, and this has been pointed out before, and of course they don't want to, oh my God, they're not doing anything, and they continue to stand in front of a burning building and with explosions going off and say, well, it's mostly peaceful protesting going on here. And you look at that and think, are they stupid or do they think we're stupid?
They think we're stupid.
I mean, because you can see that it's obvious that's not peaceful. Burning buildings, tearing down statues, destroying property, breaking windows, that's not peaceful protesting.
No. On a lighter note,
mm-hmm.
it just irritates me when I see things like that. And but on a lighter note, I talked to Patrick Jones last week,
mm-hmm.
and it was before that we had Rivers and Selmo on the show, and Patrick had told me that, you know, he's been in contact. I mean, he and Patrick have been friends for years.
And Rivers cares deeply about politics and certainly about Shasta County and good government.
He still cares about Shasta County.
He does, and he had a little bit of run-in with the government here, and would like to see it
changed.
A little better and changed.
Well, he would like to see the government here being
more responsive.
More responsive and be on the side of people that want to accomplish things here in Shasta County.
Exactly.
And if anybody's been around, you know the battle that Reversion Sumo had with the county.
Intimately aware.
It caused resignation or retirement of people in power in positions of authority, two different people, including a supervisor. It cost Reverge, I don't know, a lot of money. A lot of money. I don't know how much.
A lot of gray hair and a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. And then one day he just said, well,
it was a combination. Said, it was a combination of events.
Yeah, he and his wife broke up. His mom died, and he needed to go back and do the help the company business.
Do things to, in the rest of his life, and really just felt that it was time to stop treading water and fighting the battle. He just said, "I'm walking away from this and the state of California, and will never return."
No, and he should never come back to California. He moved up here to get away from Hollywood because he thought Hollywood was a POS. And he didn't like it and thought it was, for a variety of reasons. Anyway, so Reverse said that, I'm donating to campaigns. I donated to Patrick Jones. Well, okay. Well, I already knew.
Well, and I already knew when we were talking.
But it wasn't, I didn't feel like it was up to me.
Hadn't come out in the report.
Yeah. It wasn't up to me to say how much it was. But now it's out there.
It was on Facebook last night. It was on the news.
On our show.
And it was on the news this morning. And that's going to cause a stir. Certainly there are going to be people who are going to make all kinds of accusations. Anytime there's money, big money, involved in a campaign, there's all kinds of this and that and the other thing. I always maintained and I always had a different feeling about the money that you received. A lot of people said, well, they buy something with their money. I'm not sure they do, and I'm not sure what Reverge Anselmo could buy at this point.
What's Reverge going to buy? He lives in Connecticut. He's never coming back here again.
Exactly.
He has friends like you and me and Linda.
And he cares about the future of Shasta County.
He cares about the people.
Good government.
So I'm not exactly sure what he's buying. Are we going to, open up the Bernie branch of the Shasta County Library and call it the Reverge Anselmo Library? I'm not sure. I don't think that's it.
Yeah, and wrong district anyway.
Wrong district anyway.
But the point is, and it's a good one, because they always would say, well, these big companies donate and they buy something.
Yeah.
That's not always true. And I always used to say that if when I was running for office, if I couldn't get enough people that were interested in the future of Shasta County to finance my election, then I probably didn't belong in office. I mean,
that you couldn't find enough to support you, then you obviously you're not doing something.
If I'm going
to
go out and buy a seat, I'm going to go spend my own money to buy a seat on the Board of Supervisors. And I felt strongly about that. And all the 60 or 20 years that I was an elected official, I never put money into my own campaign. I was fortunate enough to run some very economical campaigns and win, but I had money.
Yeah.
You know,
let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I have a comment and I got a question.
Okay.
It was really good to hear Mr. Anselmo. I never met him, but from what I've heard, I like him and stuff like that. But anyhow, my question is, if this is not a, if this is not, the laws are not, how can the county health officer close buildings down and restaurants and business if this is just a suggestion and it's not a law? So anyhow, that's my question. Maybe you can answer it, or maybe somebody can call in and answer that question. So anyhow,
I can't answer it. Thanks, Ron.
I can't answer it, but I will tell you that there, in my opinion, is that down the line there are going to be some lawsuits. In fact, some people have already filed some lawsuits in various states and certainly in the state of California about some of the edicts that are coming out. And there's a lot of school of thought that says, I mean, if you can look at, we never really established an emergency, which gives them powers. None of us ever met the, well, certainly in Shasta County,
we never met the criteria.
Here,
the governor's own criteria, we don't meet it.
Well, exactly. And in the state as a whole, they never met the criteria to declare an emergency, which gives them the powers to enact certain laws they wouldn't have otherwise. So, And then they're for a short period of time and only during that period of emergency, and that's long since expired, and no new emergency has been declared. So I think it's a legal matter at this point whether people are going to try it on or not, but I'm inclined to think they'd win if they sued.
Well, you know, and something like this, and then they're in the top of this, we're having our primaries, we're having, you know, all this mail-in voting, and people said, well, look, we do everything by mail anyway. You get your driver's license, blah, 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 blah. And the question is, came back was, well, if you won a $8 million or $100 million lotto ticket, would you mail it in or would you take it? Yeah, and there are you know, the problems they're having with this mail-in voting right now. In New York, it took 3 weeks just for a primary.
But the difference is absentee balloting is totally different, and it's what we've had forever.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to the polls and vote. You're not going to be in town, whatever. You just prefer to vote by mail. You fill out an application. You request that a ballot be mailed to you. The signatures are checked. That's absentee. Vote by mail is the states mailing out absentee ballots to everybody who has been on it, that's on the voter rolls. These voter rolls have not been cleared for years and years and years. So an apartment complex, they have used as an example, where the transient population, people come and go, Chico, down in Chico. Okay, you've got apartments where those kids come in, they go, they come in, they go, they registered. Here you go. I mean, for heaven's sake.
Well, this one guy said he got six of them. He got six ballots.
Exactly. And one apartment might get 6, 8, 10 ballots. Then what happens, unfortunately, is those ballots are harvested. People go around and take them out of the garbage cans. They fill them out and they mail them in. I mean, they have over 100% participation in some districts. I mean, they got 110,000 people and they get 120,000 ballots. Well, what's wrong with that picture?
And then we go back again to the fact that when they did the primary in New York and other places, they were overwhelmed. It took 3 weeks to find out who had won it. And then you get surges. And then there's missing ballots. Thousands of them. They put them in pizza boxes. You know,
that's
remember
what Baird said back in Connecticut that they overthrew that election and the ballots came in pizza boxes.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show, and speaking of a great place, this is Cornerstone Community Bank. This is a great place. This is a community-owned, locally owned bank with local board of directors. Very professional. They're very helpful. You know, when you walk in there, you know, you may just meet the president of the bank who's walking by just so, you know, and come out and say hello to you. This is the kind of bank that you want to do business with. It gives you the feeling that people care about you. And all they want to do is they want to move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages with the Shasta County Library.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I get around.
I don't get around as well as I used to, but I still get around. Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
Good one, did you ever work?
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, you're talking. Well, you know what? If they had told me jumping out of perfectly good airplanes would impact on you, you know, 30 years later, but then, you know, you don't believe it.
You know, my husband was a pilot, and they tried to convince him for years that was an okay thing. He said there was absolutely no way he was leaving a perfectly good airplane up in the sky.
Well, you know, you're with your buddies. Sometimes it was with, you know, like 50 to 100 of my best buddies out there. Other times it's like five of us going out and, you know, and leaving the aircraft in the dark. Now, there were probably a couple of times you think about it then when you leave the aircraft in the dark. And you're going, So you always, you know, anyway, enough of that. Welcome back to the show. Trish Clark and I are here. We're having a great time. It's about 64 degrees going up to only 90. Was it
94 today?
94 today. This is a day to go out and get your work done.
Get out in the yard. Really,
do it right now.
Stay and listen to us and then go out after.
Then go out at 9 o'clock. It's still good.
Yes.
We're here with Jason Prada, who is from the Shasta County Public Library. And I have to give and trying to keep everything clear and honest. Jason used to work for us for a period of time here. He was one of our producers. And one of those guys who would come in, do his job, do it perfectly, it was pleasant, and he'd leave.
You're being way too kind, Carl.
No. You know, producers, we've had the greatest producers, you know, working for us, and we just hate to lose them. But you went on, you know, family, and went to work for the library, and so what do you do over there?
I'm the marketing coordinator, so it's my job to push out all messages regarding new programs, services, and events library has to offer, including an event which is actually happening next Saturday, August 15th, which is the opening of the brand new Burney Library.
The Burney Library. Now, Burney has a library, though.
It does, yeah. That building opened up back in 1969 was when that branch opened, and it served the community very well up until this point. However, in terms of, like, adding programming, you know, the building's outdated. It has very limited space. It's only about 1,700 square feet, and it was time to upgrade and move to a new building. And we're very excited about this one because it's going to be now right on the main street and kind of instead of like tucked away in the back. And this one has just over 4,000 square feet for this library.
And is this a part of the Shasta County Library System?
It is, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have there's three main branches. We have the Redding branch, the Anderson branch, and the Burney branch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're very excited about this new library. Again, this has been a huge community involvement that's taken years to get to this point, mm-hmm. and we're finally there, and everyone's
great.
Excited.
Great. Let's go to the phones. Barbara Harrison. Good morning, Barbara Harrison.
Good morning, Barbara.
I had to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh!
Because yesterday you were playing Arnold Palmer, so I didn't get to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's sweet of you.
You're welcome.
I got a lot of nice birthday wishes from, you know.
Did
from
you
people.
Have a good one?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was perfect. You know,
good.
It was an ordinary day for the most part, but it was just a great day. Linda enabled me to feel like a king yesterday.
That cake was not ordinary.
No, man, I tell you. One of our producers, another producer, is married. Her sister is a former U.S. Marine who is a chef, and they made a cake with the Marine Corps Eagle, Globe, and Anchor on it.
Blue, oh, nice.
With all little Eagle, Globe, and Anchors, the Marine Corps emblem, all the way around the cake, and it was like different flavors and everything. Yeah, it was a special
very
cake.
Well done,
it
yeah.
was. Well, thank you, Barbara.
Well, honey, I'll let you get back on the air. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday again.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And have a second day afterwards.
Oh, okay. Tell Linda. Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. Okay. The library there has well served the community, but it is small.
It is, yeah.
And you needed more room for more to allow more people to enjoy the library.
Yeah, and I can actually talk about quite a of the new features that the new Burney Library is actually having to offer. Obviously, with the old Burney Library, there's very limited space. There wasn't really any meeting rooms. I mean, they were pretty much closets at this point. And when we had children's programs there, which were very few, it was very cramped, very crowded, and there wasn't a lot of room to maneuver. Now this new building actually has a dedicated children's area with a hand-painted, actually, mural that features, like, scenery of Burney, like an owl and a bear. It's going to be fantastic.
Spotted owl?
That's what I have. I can't. Probably
not a good idea to put a spotted owl on the wall up at Burney.
Yeah, no. I know. It was in the process of working on it. But I know some of the other things, too. We also have two brand-new study rooms. Which would be fantastic, you know, for homeschooling and literacy if the community wants to use it as well for tutoring. We also have a large community room also available that can seat up to 20 members as well.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And
well, really, it can only seat 10 members because your space is really only 5.
But that's just for now. That's not going to become the new norm.
I'm 20 members kidding. At some point.
At 20 members. You know what? I'm sorry. I will continue doing
it. It's okay.
I don't think it's a joke, but I think that some of the things can be very humorous about this whole crazy thing that's going on. Okay, so gosh, so you have a meeting room. How much square feet there?
Just over 4,000 square 4, feet. 4,000.
Well,
yeah.
And you think to yourself that's the size of a house, you know, good size house.
A good size house.
But that allows you.
It's twice as big as my house.
Yeah, I wish I had that house.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it allows for so much more to come in there. And, are you bringing in, are you upgrading the audiovisual and computers and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so it has a brand new high-speed internet that's been installed. It's, I'm going to have computers, upgraded Wi-Fi. We also allocated a FOIL, Friends of the Intermountain Libraries, allocated $20,000 to go to a brand new updated book collection.
And wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be, brand books. It's going to be for children's, teens, and adults. So it's going to be fantastic. Brand new shelving. Chromebooks will be able to check out there as well. And there's actually a water fountain or a drink refillable center there because a lot of people actually use the trail system in Burney, a lot of tourists. And the library very much acts kind of as a central hub for them. So when they're hiking, they can actually bring in the water bottles and refill them right there in the library. And it's completely free. Yeah. Yeah, the library has always been, for Burney, very much a central point, central hub. And you know, it's they're very excited to finally have enough space available to where, you know, they were able to, you know, have meetings, you know, for businesses, you know, schools, programs, and expanding just on everything that the old library couldn't offer.
You know, and communities really depend upon their library. They mean, as you a vocal point, they a gathering spot. At one time, Shasta County had libraries in every community, and then we went through that period where we didn't. Some communities like Shingletown and Cottonwood have established their own private libraries that are not part of the county system. And I think City of Shasta Lake has their own library that is not part of the county system. So other things have kind of happened, but it's important that all communities have their access to the books.
Yeah, it is. And it's so important for especially Bernie because they are very rural. And one of the things, again, they don't offer, you know, it isn't offered up there is internet, high-speed internet. You know, most people up there are on satellite, and which is very limited. And so the library is meant to be somewhere where it has that capability for them, you know, to help expand it and use it for businesses, again, tutoring and whatever else their needs are.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have a special chair in there. You know, they have director's chairs in there, and one's got Trish written on it, and
yeah.
One's got Linda written on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And one's got the Prado family in there. Not necessarily, you know, Jason, but other people that go in there and buy jewelry from Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, they're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have everything from estate jewelry to some Native American jewelry.
Yeah, beautiful collections of turquoise and all kinds of wonderful things.
It's open. It's planning on staying open. It's one of those places that is just gives you a great deal for your money. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. 7:46 in the morning, 64 degrees out there, going only up to 94 today.
Your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 0605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Trish Clark. 64 degrees at 749 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Trish's little sister, Sharon Clark.
She's my adopted daughter.
Your adopted daughter here. Sharon's been in the business of helping people for over 16 years. She originated Home Helpers right here in Reading and has been a spectacular success. Why? She provides amazing caregivers to people in need. Whether it's after an operation and you need some help for a few days, or if it's for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Sharon can help you. And right now, she's looking for some more amazing caregivers as she expands. If this is something you might be interested in, you should give her a call at 226-8350. It could be part-time or it could be full-time. And she has high standards, so because she won't have anybody in your home that she wouldn't have in her home. So Reading Home Helpers. Is readyandhomehelpers.com, or again, give her a call at 226-8350. Trish and I are here with Jason Prado from the Shasta County Library. We've been talking about opening up the, not opening up a new branch, but expanding the branch up in Burney by, gosh, doubling the size plus to offer more quality services to the people up in Burney. And you still got some more stuff here you need to talk about.
I do. Obviously, I'm going to touch on first just a lot of this was very much a community effort, and there was a lot of people involved in this project, you know, over many years. And I just want to start by, you know, thanking Foyle, Friends of the Intermountain Libraries. You know, they stuck with this. And raised, you know, majority of the funds, you know, in order to build this new Burney Library. And for those of you who don't know, Friends of the Intermountain Library, every library has a support group that helps allocate funds in order to help assist with resources and materials for a library. And the Foyle, Friends of the Intermountain Library, was that for Burney. A few others, you know, that were involved, you know, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, the City of Reading, helping get the building up to code, local Burney Rotary Club, Sierra Pacific Foundation, McConnell Foundation, and many more, you know, people that were involved in this project over the years. The late Melanie Kearns, who very much spearheaded this project with the local Rotary up there, and I believe the McConnell Foundation, and also just the entire community of Burney and the volunteers that have just been involved in this project for a long time. So they're finally seeing, you know, this dream come to fruition. And we're looking to celebrate, you know, that dream next Saturday, actually August 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we're actually going to be giving tours. We're having people come in, you know, view the library and see, you know, this beautiful brand new building that and all the resources that's going to be offered there. You know, we will have masks. We, you know, we'll be in effect. We'll have to wear a mask, and social distancing measures will be in place. But those who do attend also are going to receive a free commemorative book bag, one per family. So when you do decide to visit the library, you'll have a bag to take home all your books and materials.
Yeah. Well, so. You know what? I think it's great. You know, even during this time of turmoil, yeah, we're still moving forward. Mm-hmm. The fact is that Burney's a great little community up there, and now they're going to have a library that their kids can use for the, you know, for the resources, for educational resources there. It's a step forward. Again, helping our community.
Again, especially for our children's programs up there. Again, the old library, it was very small, very limited space. For example, this last event we had, you know, normally whenever they have children's events at the old Burney Library, they actually had to move tables and things outside in order to make room, you know, for everybody coming in. And so obviously that's not going to be the case right this time around. And neat thing, too, is that all the tables are going to have wheels so they can move them around very easily. All the bookshelves are going to have wheels on top of them, so those are going to be easy to move around. And, yeah, just, again, a larger space. The last one was about 30 to 40 people at the Bernie, Old Bernie Library this past year, and that this new library will easily fit that amount. So they're very excited about that.
You know, when how many people visit the Shasta County Libraries?
It's actually a million people per year, and that's, again, that's constant, you know, throughout the
in and out, in and out, in and out, right?
Yeah, throughout.
So, you know, people will question that number because it seems awfully high, but you've got four libraries working. It's all the libraries.
The library branch has three.
Yes.
Bernie, Anderson,
okay.
and Reddy.
Well,
then we have independent libraries in Shingletown, mm-hmm. Cottonwood, City of Shasta Lake, and maybe reading rooms in some other communities. I don't remember.
And, you know, if you go down there, if you get your library card, which is free, by the way, and you go down there and you get a book, and you don't want to stand in line, you can, like when you're bringing your books back, you can just, there's a spot there you can scan them. They used to do is you just have a book drop.
Yeah.
But now you just take them, you scan them back in, it goes click, thank you, and off you go.
We still have book drops.
You still have book drops?
Oh, yeah, we still have book drops, you know, when people want to buy, especially when, you know, we were shut down temporarily as well. That's where the people were using to bring back the materials.
You can also go online and it's relatively simple. I mean, if you understand, you know, how to use your computer, you can go online and download books.
Yeah, you just need your library card, and you log in with the information, and from there you can download ebooks, audio books. There's even an app called Libby, which you can download, and that also offers up lots of ebooks and audio books as well. So,
and this is a big business there. When you have that many people moving through there, you've got employees. When I say big business, I mean there's a lot to this, and you know, just keeping up on the books. Trying to keep people from, letting it be a good experience, limiting so much time on the computer so everybody has a shot at them instead of some people camping on them. Some people think it's not safe in the library.
You're speaking of the branch downtown.
Yeah, the branch downtown. And, you know, they've got people outside, but you get in there. I've been in there several times, and I haven't seen any altercations. I haven't seen any, of course, I'm not down there all the time. But I haven't seen any problems down there.
That's good.
Inside.
I can actually talk about that. First of all, in terms of just, COVID-19 and cleanliness, we have actually volunteers there who are just constantly cleaning computers, shelves, I mean, anything that's being touched by the public. I mean, they're just going around the library constantly at all the branches and make sure everything is clean and spotless for the public. In terms of, safety, we have a full-time security staff there. And our own staff, is fully trained, to handle a variety of different situations, that may arise, and if anything requires any further, assistance, the police department is right next door, but that's very rare.
They can just trot on over from the police station if they have to, but that is rare that happens. And that's what I want to tell people is that, I'm afraid to have my kids go in there. I'm afraid to go in there. No, you don't need to be. The library is a place of sanctuary.
It is. We make a point to make it very safe and a safe place for all, for families, for adults, the elderly who come in and use our resources. It's a very safe place,
I want to break in on it because we've got like a minute left.
Yeah.
Do you get newspapers from all over the world there or from all the United States?
At one point, we actually do get newspapers. However, for the time being, they have the physical newspapers have been pulled for these
all
reasons.
Right, that's right.
But if they actually go online, they can view newspapers from around the state, around the country, through Newsbank, which is an online newspaper viewing app. Yep.
Because a lot of places, you go in, you start to read an article and go, sorry, you've got to join us and pay us money. You know what I mean. New York Times or Washington Post. So I could go on
Santa Fe Mercury.
Yeah, I could go on my library site then and have access to these papers.
Yeah, both in and out. Yep, as long as you have. Yep.
As long as you have your library card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jason Prado, who is a good guy. He's one of the good guys.
And appreciate that, girl.
Well, you know, when I say it's good guys against the bad guys, Jason's one of the good guys. Our library is expanding up in Bernie. It was time for it, to a 4,000 square foot building that was already there, but it's been refurbished. A lot of new services up there to Bernie, and the grand opening is going
to
be?
August 15th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. All are welcome. If you just happen to be passing by, heading out to the east,
yeah,
feel free to drop by and just take a look.
And all right.
That's a week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Great. Okay, thanks a lot, Jason. When Trish and I come back, I think it's going to be open line.
Whoa. Can't imagine what we'll talk about.
Pick up your phones. I'm going to start with Beirut. We'll be right back.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The coronavirus pandemic continues to pound the job market. Almost 1.2 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week.
That number is quite eye-popping, I have to say. More than 30 million, 31 million claims were being paid very recently. So that gives us an idea of the economic devastation that's being experienced out there.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. The number of claims last week was down by 249,000 from the week before. President Trump saying he is prepared to act on his own if Democrats refuse compromise and talks over the next round of coronavirus relief. And things not looking especially promising at this point, according to Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia.
Perdue tells the Salem Radio Network, despite a two-week effort by the White House,
we're not getting any progress.
He says the House-crafted HEROES Act includes money to help mostly Democrat-governed states deep in the red long before COVID-19.
It's a trillion-dollar bailout.
Democrats demanding $600 federal jobless benefits extended through the end of the year.
And that is an incentive to encourage people not to go back to work.
A political outcome, Perdue says, Democrats are hoping for. Bob Agnew reporting.
Coronavirus checkpoints in place at key entry points into New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the goal is to enforce a two-week mandatory quarantine for those coming from COVID-19 hotspots.
Travelers coming in from those states will be given information about the quarantine. They will be reminded that it is required, not optional.
Anger is on the rise in Lebanon following the massive warehouse explosion that devastated so much of Beirut. Investigators looking into negligence in the storage of more than 2,500 tons of highly volatile ammonium nitrate in the warehouse. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 13 points, while the S&P is down 3. The NASDAQ is off 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-308-7862. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-308-7862. 800-308-7862. That's 800-308-7862. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Four more former Audi executives in Germany facing charges stemming from a global scandal.
Audi was at the heart of the emissions cheating scandal that erupted within the Volkswagen Group nearly 5 years ago. Engineers at the company first developed the software which was later used by Volkswagen to manipulate emissions testing in the United States. The three former board members are accused of having allowed affected cars to be sold, despite having been aware of the manipulation. A former head of department is charged with having initiated the development of engines equipped with the illegal software. The former chief executive of Audi, Rupert Stadler, was himself charged with fraud last year and is due in court in September.
The BBC's Theo Leggett. Survivors of the world's first atomic bombing have gathered in diminished numbers near an iconic, heavily damaged dome marking the 75th anniversary of the attack on Hiroshima. News and analysis at townhall.com. UConn becomes the first FBS program to cancel the 2020-21 football season because of the coronavirus.
UConn Athletic Director David Benedict says competition would place student athletes at an unacceptable level of risk. Other schools that are already taking the Huskies off their schedules, and Governor Ned Lamont was reluctant to allow UConn to travel to states with high infection rates. Lamont said the Huskies would be subject to the state's 14-day quarantine rule after returning from away games. UConn had been preparing for its first season as an independent after leaving the American Athletic Conference. Jeremy House reporting.
And Major League Baseball cracking down on coronavirus safety protocols, mandating that players and staff wear face coverings at all times, including in the dugouts and bullpens, except for players on the field of play. To get on Wall Street this hour, the NASDAQ down 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. And yes, we are celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 6th of August, we lost July, Trish. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice.
67 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak, looking for a balmy 94 today and a low of 66.
Gosh. I'm glad I'm on my sweater today.
And Friday, it's going to heat back up to those triple digits, 100 degrees and a low of 67. And on Saturday, 104, a low of 69. And on Sunday, 108, a low of 71. And on Monday, 106 and a low of 66. And looking like it's going to hang right in there at the 100 mark for a while to go yet.
108 on Sunday. So what day do you think that Carl's out on the range?
It's probably Sunday, I'm thinking.
Let me think. Oh, it's Sunday. It's 108. But I tell you what, if I'm out teaching, we have lots of breaks. I force people to hydrate. I even have 50 sunblock in a spray bottle, so I don't have to touch anybody, or they don't have to touch it. I just spray them if they need it.
Yeah.
And tell them, just be prepared. And they are.
Yeah.
People are smart. They come out to shoot. And, you know, they've got all the right equipment. They've got the water. They got little snacks. This one girl brought in, it was like a ramen type thing. She kept her little cooler. Mm. The rest of them just sit there because...
Why didn't we think
of that?
You
look great.
Yeah, exactly. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. And Sue, you know, you're sitting in there. You know, you've always got little backs at your fingertips there. So what day is today?
Today is Thursday, August 6, 2020. It is Fresh Breath Day, so have that mint today or chew that gum.
There you go.
It is Root Beer Float Day, and it is...
Fresh Breath Day. Who comes up with these things? You know, I can understand Tequila Day, come on, and Bourbon Day, and even, what's that last one?
Root Beer Float
Day.
Root Beer Float Day.
Fresh Breath Day.
And it's also Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Okay.
I like to be wiggling my toes in the sand someplace.
Yeah,
like in Fiji or someplace.
Yeah.
Hey, what about fires?
Okay.
Got anything on fires here?
Sure. We've got the Apple Fire at 27,569 acres. The Gold Fire, 22,634 acres.
Now, the Apple Fire's down in Southern California,
it is, but
right?
That is one of the biggest fires we have
They've
right now.
They've evacuated a whole bunch of people.
They have, and we have people from the Reading Fire Department down there. We have my son, actually, is one of the... strike team leaders down there on that fire as we speak from Consumers Fire Department. Mm-hmm. We've got firefighters from all over working that.
I need to get Bill Mastin back on because Bill helps train, and he's got a lot to do with the smoke jumpers and the in the strike teams or the hot shots. And we had them on one day. And I tell you what, two guys that are just living on adrenaline, are these guys that we talked to. Nice, nice guys. The Smoke Jumpers and the Hot Shot team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my husband used to drop those people out of the airplane. Oh, yeah. That was his career. He was a lead plane pilot.
There's something to be said about dropping, you know, jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. But when you jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Into a burning fire.
Into a burning fire.
Got to question their sanity.
Well, you don't drop right into the fire.
Not intentionally,
but the winds are so crazy up there. Anyway, okay.
Yeah. Well, and crazy things happen, too. There was one when I worked at Region 2 headquarters in transportation. There was a smoke jumper that jumped, and a bat flew in his mouth.
And
so we had to get all those rabies shots. So this is dangerous. Not only are you fighting the fire, you're fighting the elements, the other elements.
People don't realize
interesting occupation.
It's not just landing. I mean, if you land in the trees, now the smoke jumpers have helmets with masks on them. When we jump, we just have our helmets on, and you can go in. You know, we're trained on what to do to try and protect yourself if you're jumping, coming into trees. But people get noses ripped off and all types of things. You're, trying to work your way
down. Well, anyway, I'll just wrap this up. The July complex is at 83,261 acres, 97% contained. We have other fires, including, the Hog Fire at 9,564 acres, 97% containment. And we do have the Stump Fire at 684 acres, 55% containment. They had it at 700. Other reports, 700. I'm getting this right off of the Lassen National Forest site. And it is 55% contained. And now,
okay.
Carl, back to you.
Let's ring the bell for all of our firefighters.
Absolutely.
Okay. I only ring that bell occasionally.
Stay hydrated.
Hey, I'm watching a chat room. I've noticed in the last month, maybe 6 weeks. I love our chat room. People get in there, and they get into. Right now, they're battling about the far left can joke about Christians, but the right leaning folks will get canceled. They joke about far left and left issues, and it's true. I mean, people have gotten more sensitive, and just look at Facebook. Facebook is a harbinger of our society. If you think about it. Things that used to see things on there, funny stuff here, that now I would say, 80% of the stuff you see it's got to do with political and people taking sides.
80%? Yeah.
I would just say 80%.
Oh,
I have a lot of people on there don't talk about it. But I tell you what, they will comment on things that roll through there.
I will tell you that what I've noticed about Facebook, and people have talked about this for a long time, but just recently, it's supposed to be both sides, and they're not supposed to be taking a position. They are wiping anything that is on the right side of this COVID issue. Any challenges to what the World Health Organization and Fauci are putting out are immediately challenged and discredited and removed. And that makes me so angry, because there's qualified doctors coming out with good information and different than, studies that have been performed, factual information, and boy, it hits there and you can't share it and it's gone. And they wipe it off of Twitter. They wipe it off of Facebook. But Facebook is the worst. And I know they're having hearings back in Washington, D.C. about some of these places that are doing
Twitter.
You know, these people are receiving certain funding and tax breaks because they're an open forum for both sides.
And they're not editorial.
That's exactly right. And they are, and we need to stop funding. They need to start paying taxes like any other business. If they are going to pick and choose the information they put out there, they shouldn't be receiving tax breaks.
When you edit it, you become a publisher.
That's exactly right. And they'll no longer have that open forum thing. I've always questioned the openness of it because a couple of times, but boy, lately, it is flagrant.
They got me on a it was a joke, a total joke. They just discovered that tear gas will kill COVID. It was funny.
Anything that has to do with the COVID,
it was up there for like 4 or 5 days, and then they took it off and told me that you're passing false information about treating COVID. And I went,
a joke.
I mean, are you kidding? Anyway.
No.
Let's take a suit back in there. Okay. Let's take a quick break here. I want to talk about Beirut. This explosion in Beirut. And it was the same fuel, the ammonium nitrate, that was this type of explosive, this fertilizer, was what they used in the Oklahoma City bombings, ammonium nitrate. This is why, if you're going to be buying lots of ammonium nitrate fertilizer, that's what it is. It's fertilizer that they've, you know, there's restrictions on this, and they track some of this. I think they track it. Anyway, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. This is a time in turmoil, and when things just aren't, you know, things just aren't plain anymore, you need to go to experts and ask them, you know, what about this? What I have the insurance for this, but is it good? What about my financial needs? What about the, you know, my investments? You want to go to experts, and that's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's got a very well-trained group of people that work with her. And she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's the one that can find you health insurance, homeowner's insurance when yours has been canceled because you just happen to live in the North State and they don't want to insure you anymore because, gosh, you guys have fires up there. Judy Maxwell can help you. Give her a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, she says in her ad, these times are uncertain. You need to know, make sure that your family and you are taken care of. 8:15 in the morning. We'll be right back. Cause your eyes had a mist from the smoke of a distant fire. Lord, I was stung. Should have seen it come a long time ago.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palos Hedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
You just have to wait around here for a while so Carl and I couldn't finish
dancing. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish Clark is, you know what, you're my go-to girl, man.
Oh, I just love doing the show. I love being a part of it.
You know, yesterday you were on with Bill Shuler. And
Baron Browning.
Yeah, you know what? You score a good guest all the time. You know what? Baron Browning is a great guy. As is Bill Shuler.
Yes.
You know, for the people out there attacking Bill Shuler and Eric Magrini, think about it, people. They are up to their noses in crime and up to other things. When I say up their noses in crime, meaning fighting crime. Okay, yeah. That's what I meant. Because somebody will say, God, they're criminals. No.
No, we are blessed with great.
They're being attacked online and other places for not shutting down these places. Well, guess what? I think they're using a great deal of common sense. You've got Health and Human Services who's out there delivering the mail. What I think, however, that it's people that are following the rules. Then if you're not following the rules, you know, you've got to take that into account. You may lose a license. You may lose your food handling permits on these things. But it's not a level playing field. And when Friday tomorrow, Joe Comente's coming on. That's in the morning. Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why isn't it a level playing field, Joe? And why are some people being shut down and other people aren't?
Well, Matt, it depends on the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and you've got people going around turning businesses in. And when they get a complaint, it's not they can't just go around and start spot checking all these places. So they follow the leads. If somebody calls in and complains, they follow up. And there are people doing that
all the time.
It is what it is, I will not condemn those people that are there. In some instances, it's we either stay open or we're going to go bankrupt anyway. So they're going to take their chances and hope they make it through, keep their doors open because they know if they have to close again and close it down, some of them just will not be opening back up.
We know that.
So they take the chances and roll with the punches.
You know, if we had been considered a non-essential, I don't know if we would have. I don't know how we would have gotten through this. We've lost a significant amount, not half or anything like that, of our advertising, and we're lucky that many of the people that advertise with us are considered essential services. I can just imagine for people that they're making enough money to keep the business going and for them to live, have their home and all that, and then shut down. The PPP now is gone. There is nothing in sight coming down the road to help people. I think isn't Congress in recess or something now?
Well, no, the Senate, I don't know what Ms. Pelosi has done, but I know that the Senate was extended. They didn't take the recess, trying to reach some kind of an agreement. But the Democratic side of it is unwilling to do anything to extend the basic COVID things without the $3 trillion plus that they want for basically bankrolling all of the states who have been not doing a good job for years and years and years, and they want to backfill those states, the Democratic states, the whatever you want to say, and the president and the Republicans have got their feet dug in and saying they are not going to use this emergency to backfill states that haven't been doing it right for years, California being one of them.
Well,
and the two senators and my congressman and the president get an email from me saying, do not do it. Do not backfill these states that haven't been doing it right. State of California, all of this mess that we've gotten ourselves into with all of this funding for the pensions and all of that back money that's owed, why in the world should the rest of the United States bail out these stupid states that don't know how to run it?
And when you – well, tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa will be joining us.
I'm sure he's going to say the same
thing.
That's
one of the questions we're going to have for him is what's going on. You know what? Now that we've reshut down most of the country, but I mean, there's no difference now than there was back in March. If anything, it's worse now.
Yeah.
Because people have been, getting into their savings, scrimping along. Now you're shut down again.
Democrats will not budge.
What is Congress doing? Is this it? They want to destroy the economy, destroy the livelihood of so many people. For a man that when he's asked, has he had any cognitive, would you take a cognitive test? And he turns around and calls him a junkie. Words to that effect.
Poor. That's almost elder abuse. I'm sorry.
Well, you know who else? You know, how old's Joe Biden? 78. Okay, let's think about that. What's his name? Rivera. The news.
Geraldo
is 77. Now you look at Geraldo Rivera and you look at Joe Biden. There is no comparison. I think
he has some problems, and it's very.
I'm scared. You know, I'm worried that people are just because they don't like Trump so much that they're going to put somebody in there that really does have a problem. And that he hasn't been out. This has been a great strategy for them. Coronavirus has worked for them because they can keep him in there and they've got high cover from the virus. And now they're talking about the debates. Well, the debates, that bar may be so low, only thing he has to do is come up with a thought and that's it. No follow-up questions. No, you know, of course, Trump won't play by those rules. He'll go after him.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I would be surprised if, in fact, they have three debates. That's what they've talked about. I don't see – he can't make it through a 30-second interview without messing up on the words or saying something wrong. I can't even imagine, no matter how they script it, how he's going to appear on a stage without somebody standing behind him to be the puppet master.
Well, we'll find out. But here's the thing is, do you actually believe the media – if Trump was displaying the same, remember when Trump?
Well, they're doing it to him anyway.
Well, when Trump came aboard 3 years ago, you had psychologists who had never talked to him. These online psychologists saying, "Oh, he's got all these things wrong with him," and blah blah blah. And he was showing none of the signs that Joe Biden shows.
Okay.
And yet, so now they're not saying a word. They're not saying a word. There isn't one mainstream media that says, you know, like the New York Times could say, is Joe Biden really capable of doing 4 years as our president? No, what they're hoping for is when he picks Kamala Harris is that, you know, he'll do a year or two and then he'll say, you know, my health is failing and Kamala steps up.
Now, I will tell you that I don't even believe that that's true. There is a back group that's pulling all the strings on this. And I think that no matter who steps in as vice president, they're not going to be running the show any more than Joe Biden is going to be running the show. If he happens to get elected, they are the same people that were behind Barack Obama. Obama's up to his neck in it. You'll never convince me he's not. And they're going to continue to do and go towards the one world order plan that they had set up and were sliding right towards when Trump upset the apple cart and got elected. And they're not going to be any – Joe Biden's not going to be in charge. Kamala Harris or that other gal that they're thinking they've got two front runners now, they're not going to be in charge. This group that started all of this stuff to get rid of Trump is behind it, and they're going to continue to go. Joe Biden can't even function through a 10-minute interview or a 30-second soundbite. How in the world is he possibly going to sit through a debate and be the president of the United States?
I don't know. Anyway, speaking of another explosive.
Speaking of explosions.
Speaking of explosions, Beirut.
Wow.
And it appears that a boat or a ship that they had confiscated with, I don't know, 2,500 tons of ammonium nitrate fertilizer was parked in the port there next to a fireworks factory.
Well, okay. No coincidence there.
And that people had reported seeing, like, you know, an explosion at the fireworks factory or whatever, and then this boat went up. And when it went up, it was with the explosive force of tens of thousands of pounds of TNT. Because a fertilizer, ammonium nitrate, is the same explosive used in the Oklahoma City bombings. And that was in, if you picture this, that was just in a U-Haul it truck. Not a huge one, but just a U-Haul it truck.
Have you been there?
What, Oklahoma City? Yeah.
Must see exhibit.
They didn't tear it down, right?
Must see exhibit.
They didn't tear it down.
No.
They just left it there.
Well, no, it's put back up. But you go through that.
Oh, the museum.
The museum there. Yeah. And that is the wildest thing. I really didn't know what we were getting to, but walked into this little room and you're like in a water board meeting as you're like 8 or 10 people at a time in this. You go in and you're like in a water board meeting. and you're listening to the testimony, and that's what's around you, and then all of a sudden, they play the explosion, and they put you into these rooms, and there's footage. Incredible museum.
Well,
you feel like you've been there, seen it. They have interviews with all of the people. They talk about specifically one firefighter that was talking to a person trapped in the rubble. And had a hold of a hand, but there were so many masses of bodies.
Yeah.
And he didn't know whether he had her hand, and kept asking her, what was she wearing?
Yeah.
And finally was able to identify that the hand he had actually was the woman he was trying to
because
save.
Because there were so many bodies. Yeah.
It was, well, I will tell you, that's the best exhibit I've ever been
at
through.
At least one American was killed that they know of. Several more were injured in this. This explosion was heard on, and an island down in, I believe it was Greece.
Wow.
They heard the explosion over, well over 100 miles away. It blew out windows and all through Beirut. And they found one guy 30 hours after the blast. He'd been blown out to sea. And they got him. They found him. They're trying to identify. They've got hundreds who are missing. Thousands are injured on this thing. And if you figure that when this blast went out, if anybody was standing near a glass window and this thing shattered, I mean, this glass came out and it came out fast. So they're trying to figure out, was this just a bad series of events or did somebody set this thing off in
that
Beirut?
Speculation is high.
Well, let me just talk about Beirut and Lebanon. They've been at war. Well, you know, they blew up in 1983, they blew up the Marine embassy when we were there. 273 Marines and sailors killed with a truck bomb that worked its way through and crashed literally into the building. The rules of engagement being so convoluted that they couldn't use heavy caliber weapons on it and all those things. Of course, things changed after that. But it didn't help the 273 Marines and sailors that were there.
Yeah.
But this explosion is the same type of explosive, the fertilizer that the guy used in Oklahoma City. Anyway, time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Oh, we're talking about Northern Firearms.
Okay.
Northern Firearms Instruction this week has instructor training going on all this week and into this weekend, where the people are learning to be shotgun instructors, because two guys in there want to start a trap team up in Fall Rivers for the kids up there.
Like they have at Anderson High School.
Like they have at Anderson High School. Another one wants to start a trap club someplace else in, up here in this region, just a trap club. And so they want to become instructors, so especially in the school, so they can get everything organized, and now they'll have a couple instructors there. NRA instructors. And then handgun instructors are going through today and tomorrow, and that's where I went. Monday was you have to take a course every 2 years, kind of re-up on everything, and then on the range this weekend to take, that. And I've still got two more classes I have to take in October. But all of these are to upgrade and to keep you constant and or keep you up to speed on instruction. And this is Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned company here in California. Ted Leidy started this company back, 12 years ago now. So if you want more information, or you want private instruction, or you want to learn just how to shoot your pistol better and learn about that, they've got all types of different classes there. Go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 8:32 in the morning.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to FIFI Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:35 in the morning, 66 degrees, going up to 94 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Today, the 6th of August. An auspicious day. I was breathing and mewling and probably, I don't know what else you do as a one day old baby. I think you just lay there. When I was born.
I'm thinking, yeah.
When I was born, I probably don't care about this, but when I was born, I have my, you know, I have broad shoulders. And when I was born, you know, because you're in that compressed state going through there, my chest pushed way out. And at the same time, I was born with hair all over me.
Like a little gorilla.
All over me. And it was
like a little gorilla.
A little gorilla. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, maybe not that bad. And because they used forceps back then, I had some burns on my face, so they had wrapped my hands in little bandages to keep you from doing anything. So there I am sitting there, red, and I was bright red. So there I was laying there in the bright red, chest pushed out, hair all over my head and shoulders, and this lady who was looking at me from outside and my grandmother were there. And that lady turns, my grandmother says, look at that poor little deformed baby. And my grandmother, who's from the hills of Harlan, Kentucky, almost decked her right then. She said, that baby is not. Well, the next day, the chest went down, everything spread out, and the hair, a lot of the hair just fell off. So I was okay.
I remember my nephew, my sister's first child, and I was so excited about this. And of course, babies are just, isn't he cute? Babies are beautiful, all that. He was the ugliest little thing I've ever seen in my life. The same thing. Tall and it's long and skinny and covered with hair. And I remember my sister, I was in high school, a senior in high school, and my sister sent me a picture. Had the picture taken, and I wasn't about to show that picture to anybody. That was the ugliest thing I'd ever seen. And I told Billy, I said, I'm not showing that picture to anyone. And I didn't until a couple of days later. Then he was really cute, and I adore him now. He's my favorite nephew forever.
Well, you know what? I learned a long time ago. Don't say anything about a child that appears not
that
because
babies
you're
are
always,
beautiful. That's just
well, no,
all there
one,
is to
this
it.
This one is a little bit older, and it's like because invariably you'll sit there and you'll say it to a relative.
Oh yeah,
you know. So I learned that.
And don't identify girl or boy if you're not sure.
Okay.
Because boy, I've jumped into that one a half a dozen times with, oh, how cute she is, boy.
Hey, you heard it first here. I just want to let everybody know, do not drink hand sanitizer. Yes, that's true. Four people have died and nearly a dozen others have suffered health complications after swallowing alcohol-based hand sanitizers. 15 cases of methanol poisoning reported in Arizona and New Mexico, and each of them is associated with people drinking hand sanitizer.
Because of the alcohol content?
That's
there
it.
You go.
And I can tell you, my daughter told me that. She, well, not that. This comes out of USA Today, but she had mentioned this weeks ago, that they had cut back on the alcohol that people could buy. And some people were buying, I mean, they were drinking like brake fluid. I mean, they were drinking horrible things. And
anything that's got alcohol content.
Anything that's got alcohol in it. But don't drink your hand sanitizer. It's not going to work from the inside out. I can tell you this. You know, New York has gone for 3 days without any deaths. That's remarkable.
It is
remarkable.
Absolutely.
We've had 158,000 people die from the COVID in our country. I know these numbers, though. A lot of people don't trust those numbers.
I don't.
When they hit the news or people research it, like the guy killed in the motorcycle wreck.
Did he have underlying effects? Oh, yeah, he had a motorcycle wreck.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, COVID didn't kill him. The motorcycle wreck did. And my daughter told me about the lady who had cirrhosis of the liver. You know, her kidneys were gone and all this, but she died from COVID. But those other underlying conditions would have killed her in a few weeks, but she died of COVID. So that's a COVID death.
It is, but during that same period when we're counting those deaths, that the death rate for heart attacks, pneumonia, strokes, all are 80% less than they were in the same period for the year before. Some of those people would have died without COVID. So the numbers are skewed. Now they've got in California, they're saying, oh, well, we've way undercounted the amount of people that have actually got it.
Yeah.
But the more people that have had it, the death rate then gets less.
Well, you know,
if you've got more people that have had it, because the death rate, well, it is what it is. Even including strokes and heart attacks and pneumonia and whatever else they would have died of without the COVID.
Yeah, well, you know, and there should be
the death rate is very low.
There should be something in this that says, you know, and sometimes it is, some of it isn't. These three people died. All of them had underlying health conditions. Okay, so which weakens, I think.
But that doesn't send the message that they're trying to get you, because the whole thing is fear. 95% fear. And well, maybe 2% fact.
Nationwide testing for COVID-19 is declining, even as daily infections and death rates high, due in part to Americans getting discouraged over long waits for tests and results.
There you go.
And they're talking about there could be a different kind of outbreak is spreading into rural America. Now, you know, this thing is morphine and all this, but at what point? Okay, so all California high school sports postponed indefinitely, as we talked about at the beginning of the show.
Well, so, they're saying all of the sports are going to take place in the fall.
Well, you mean the winter. But
winter.
Now they're
the
saying
winter.
Indefinitely. Use that word indefinitely. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be a governor during this time frame. I wish he'd resign and didn't want to be. I think, though, is that once you lay out the parameters, you ought to stick by those parameters. Like, up here in Northern California, we don't have the problems that Southern California is. And also in Eastern rural California and in Southern California, they don't have these problems that the cities have. It's just, it stands to reason. Then if you have those, you know, rules and you have those parameters, then you should let people get on with their lives.
Modoc County still doesn't have any cases.
Well, they had two.
Oh.
They had two. But I don't know what, you know, they haven't had any deaths, or I don't even know if those two people are in the hospital. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, listen, I talked to a friend of mine yesterday, and this is very good information, although it's secondhand to me. She relayed to me a friend of hers went in to get tested for COVID, And for some reason, she got tired of waiting. It was going to be a while, and she just left after she had signed up but didn't get tested. And they contacted her later and told her that she tested positive. And, you know, it makes you wonder how much of that goes on.
Yeah.
One time I was sitting here reading the paper, and there was a class on septic systems. And I live in the county, and I've got a septic system and a well. And I thought, well, I'll sign up for that class. It was up here at the Red Lion, and I went on up there. And, in fact, it was a class for towns and their wastewater systems and so on. So it was way, way over my head. There were people coming from, you know, down around Willows and that kind of place and wanting to get degrees. Anyway, after about a half hour and there was a break, I walked over to the instructor and I said, you know, I misunderstood. This class isn't for me. Have a great day. And I left. And about 3 weeks later, I get a deal on the email that I passed the class and I can get my certificate now.
So did you get your certificate?
She obviously knew that you know, you got points for being honest in there. So,
well, okay. I don't know, but it makes you wonder about some of these statistics we get.
Well, it is, you know, and it's sometimes it comes down to the fact that when your people are being overwhelmed in paperwork, that they take the easiest way out,
and that's what I'm. A financial incentive to pass as many people as she can.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's like, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like this mail-in voting. You know, I'm just seeing these millions of ballots coming in, and they can't handle the numbers at all. And so what happens then? I want to talk to Congressman Lamothe about this tomorrow. You know, the fear that, and they say, well, there's a big difference by getting your driver's license in the mail and voting for president. There just is.
But you're signing up to get your driver's license in the mail. That's the difference. They keep saying, people are already doing it. No, they're not. Absentee balloting is totally different than mail-out ballots. Yeah.
I live in a little pocket of county that doesn't have a polling place, and I voted absentee ballot for the last 25 years, and I hand deliver mine over to the polling place.
Yeah.
But I've always felt that a citizen should make an effort to go get registered. That shows an incentive. That shows that maybe you're a little bit informed. I'm afraid a lot of these people that are voting aren't informed.
They can register the same day they're voting.
I know.
It smacks of a con job.
They've already determined that the number of ballots that are going to be mailed out in the mail-wide thing is more than there are citizens in a lot of the district.
But we'll count them all anyway. It's the only right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. Remember, this is a democracy.
No, it's not. It's a representative republic, and
exactly.
I wish they were representing us.
Good.
That's
glad you said it.
I appreciate
because
that.
I was getting ready to say it. It's not a democracy. It is a representative republic. Okay,
have
Nick.
A great
thanks.
Day.
You bet. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You know, it's the premier retirement community in Northern California. Worry less, smile more. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 for more information and perhaps even a personalized tour. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, we'll be right back, 8:47 in the morning.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we really appreciate it. 8:50 in the morning. And it's our last segment of the show. Tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa, I believe, will be on with us. Joe Comente will be with us. And tonight at 6 on Dear and Linda's show at 6 p.m., Dr. George Dome is going to call in and talk about this betadine mixture that you put, the betadine wash, not the scrub. There's a difference there. And mix it with a half teaspoon of that with a saline solution that you spray in your nose. And he says that laboratory tests have said it kills 100% of the germs. There's like 10 to 15% of the people it perhaps won't work on. But that this is something that they had so many casualties with the ear, nose, and throat doctors during this thing, that they started spraying and using this. And he uses it like four times a day. His daughter uses it. Mm-hmm. And all the patients he's had.
And it's a local doctor.
It's a local doctor. And you know what? When you hear something, and he's been on, now he's talking to the big city mayors that are, you know, what can this work?
And he gets on Facebook and they'll blip him.
Yeah, it's been tested in the labs, I guess. It kills 100% of the germs.
Yeah, but if the World Health Organization hasn't said it's what you're going to do, then they're not going to put it on Facebook.
Hey, by the way, that Beirut explosion, it appears that it was a Russian ship that has been docked in that port for nearly 7 years that they had taken, because it was filled with this ammonium nitrate, which could be used, of course, for bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd been there for a while.
And the plot thickens.
Well, you know. Anyway, they're having quarantine crackdowns, checkpoints, water and power. L.A. Mayor says, you have a party, I'm shutting your water and power off. There you go.
Oh, and I heard someplace where there's a $1,000 fine. Is it within Chico? $1,000 fine if you don't have a map.
Maybe down in Butte County
is
getting hammered down there by coronavirus. Deborah Lucero, who's a supervisor down there, and we know Deborah very well. Deborah's on probably the opposite end of the spectrum as
me. She's a supervisor in Butte County?
Yeah. Chico, down in that area. And
I didn't know that.
Yes, she's a supervisor down there. And I tell you what, she gives those updates every day on what's happening.
Our Deb Lucero from up in City of Shasta Lake?
No, that's Dolores.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay. Deborah Lucero would be the arts director over here and did a wonderful job here.
Okay, all right.
She's somewhat different on her political spectrum than I am, and even more so on your political spectrum. But she's putting out these reports every day, and Butte County just got hammered one weekend at like 400.
Wow.
400.
Is this students coming back in?
I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah.
I would imagine it has something to do with it, or it could have to do, they do a lot of agriculture down there.
Yeah.
In Butte County, it could have something to do with the people, migrants, or the people working in the field. I don't know. I can't tell you because they don't give you
enough
information. Well,
that's exactly right. The health departments are not letting us know.
But they do say that COVID-19 has spread. The biggest percentage is from family gatherings, you know, like this. And okay, and I could kind of understand that because people, you get somebody with, and everybody's hugging each other and they're in close proximity. The second one, I think the second one was churches. Churches or church groups. But restaurants don't even fall in it. They don't even know about schools yet, and yet you've got two-thirds.
And you can't get it if you're demonstrating burning buildings.
Yeah. No, or rodeos. If you go to a rodeo,
they could attract one case to the rodeo, it would have been a headline every day.
But here's the thing is, how can you even track it? Okay, I was at the protest. All right, you're at the protest, and
you were also at a lot of other places.
I also went to Lowe's, and I went to Home Depot, and I went to Ace, and I went to all these
other
places.
If somebody that had been at that rodeo had ended up with COVID and they could prove it, I will guarantee you they would have nailed the rodeo for it.
They would have said it. Well, as it is, McGrinney is still paying the price for that one, for not shutting it down.
Yeah.
But he was kind of flim-flammed on that one, too, about what was going to be there and all this. Anyway, but going back to we don't know what's going to happen in schools because the schools immediately shut down. Mm-hmm. And now you've got 8 out of 10 teachers nationwide think that they should do distance learning. My daughter's starting college down at New Mexico State. In the first month, they're taking all their classes except the chemistry lab that she's taking. Now, that'll be hands-on because they have to. But every other class she's taking, it's going to be in her dorm room. And so, at least for the first month, Simpson is doing a hybrid out there. They've opened up their classes. They're going to have people in there, but they're going to limit the number of people in the classes, so that so some people they'll have a number, and then once you reach that number, if you're in that class, you have to go over to the student union or someplace and watch the class on Zoom or whatever. They've got brand new ways they got cameras, new computers, and everything to work it that way. Anyway, so what are you doing the rest of the week?
Gosh, I don't have anything on my calendar tomorrow.
You're using my spaces in here for a meeting you're having on.
I have a LAFCO meeting exactly at 9:00.
Is that
thing? LAFCO, the Local Agency Formation Commission. It's your boundary designation organization for the county and determine boundaries of cities and counties and special districts throughout the state of California.
Oh. Can you tell me the boundary on my house? That's not that kind of boundary.
Not that kind of boundary. It's city limits and spheres of influence and all that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, everybody, we have we've come to the end of the show. Trish, I'm always glad you're here. You know what? I always count on you, Trish, for occasions. And we've started talking to Ken Murray again. Not that we had stopped, but, Ken comes in here with a completely different way of looking at things. I can never tell what he's thinking.
Well, Ken can never tell what he's thinking, actually.
Ken's listening right now.
Okay. I know. I've done a lot of radio with Ken and always enjoy it. But, he's a different kind of perspective on the issues.
And I tell you what, he's become more mellow in the years. He sat here in that studio right there and called me a liar one day. And I wasn't a liar. I just had gotten – I'd said something that I had heard, but it wasn't in that context. So he and I went at it over that one. In fact, that's the last time he was invited on for years.
No, I always enjoy the time I spend, and it gives me an opportunity to kind of mingle and keep up with the community,
yeah.
and I so enjoy the audience that you have, and just kind of sharing my thoughts and hearing from them. We got a lot of phone calls yesterday. I really enjoy that, and I just thank you and Linda for allowing me to be a part of the KCNR family.
Okay, now here's my chat room here. The ship was emptied in 2014 into a warehouse next to the ship.
Oh, okay.
I guess. Because I'd heard it was in a warehouse, too. But now I just saw on this news agency that said they said it was linked to a ship that they had taken in 2014. Uh-huh. That's not what the headline said. Okay.
Well, can I trust the headline?
Thank you.
Well,
you know what?
Story.
Thanks, kind newbie. You know. Anyway. So everybody have a great day. And like I said, tomorrow we'll have Congressman Lamoff on, I'm pretty sure. I'm never, you know, because there's things with him, you know, and he's been so good for making himself available to be on the show for, you know, years.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike some others that are in our state and that represent us. And of course, Joe Clementi will be with us. So, and tonight, tune in and listen to Dr. George Dahm talk about his nasal spray that you add Benadine to, and it can help prevent you getting COVID-19. Have a great day, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gonna stand
my ground. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.